very soon we'll be going out. Because it's very important to win souls. So we'll be going out very soon. Job chapter 1, verse number 10. Have you not made a hedge around him? Around his household and around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land. You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land. You have blessed the work of his hands. You have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions have increased in the land. Lift up your right hand. Say, my Father, every work of my hand, may it be blessed.
May it be blessed.
Increase me
on
this
land.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and begin to pray.
Father,
build a hedge around my life.
Build a hedge around my life.
Protect me from every danger.
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 Build a hedge around my life.
Build a hedge around my life.
Build a hedge around my household.
Build a hedge around my household.
Protect me, O Lord.
Protect me, O Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and begin to pray. Build a hedge around my household. Ecclesiastes 10:8. How many of you know we are in a fasting moment? And how many of you are fasting? It's for your own good. I realize that whatever you do it for yourself. But when you do it well for yourself, it becomes a blessing to you. When you fast, you are healing yourself. Because there are some toxins in your body that needs to be washed off. Because the more you are eating, you are gathering toxins into your body. But when you fast, those toxins get off you. So it is not that God is a foolish person to say you should fast. And it also tells you that when you fast, you humble yourself. Because when you are fasting, you are weak. So how can you exercise energy? So please, we have some few days to go.
And this fasting is going to end very soon.
Now come to you, enter a baby new year.
And I want to encourage you.
Now may share one grind.
That these few days.
Say and not kakra ake, you know.
To this fast of 12 days. This is the 7th day.
And not kakra ake wa come to na imuno.
The 5 days.
And then numno.
Make sure you get into it. Because it will bless you. He who digs a pit will fall into it. And whoever breaks through a wall
will
be eaten by a serpent. Whoever who digs a pit will fall into it. So don't be digging pit for people thinking that they are falling into it. You are entering into it yourself. And the one who breaks the wall. Whoever breaks a wall. Will be beaten by a serpent. Don't you pray a prayer for your life. And don't let me be a digger. Of what? Pits. And don't let me be a breaker of what? Walls. This one, there is a revelation, a mystery about it. You know, there are those who are thinking evil for others. But that evil is coming upon them. There are those who are breaking walls. They are things they shouldn't do. They are doing. And when they do it, they think, oh, we did it to escape. They didn't know they are doing it for a serpent to bite them. So their serpents are biting them, and they don't know that the serpent is biting them. This is not a physical serpent. Some of you, the things you are going through, the challenges, the struggle, because certain walls you shouldn't have touched, you have touched. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. Whoever digs a pit will surely fall into it. And whoever breaks the wall,
a
serpent will bite. So some of you, the serpent in your family, they have raised their head like this. And they are looking for you. The only defense you have is that there is a wall. There's a wall that has been built spiritually by the Lord to defend you. So when they want to hit you, they see you, they want to, then they hit the wall. When they throw their poison, then it hits the wall. And then you say, I don't need this wall by the Lord. I am crossing over because I am powerful. I am breaking the wall. And then when you break God's defense, then you see, pew. You realize that your job is coming down. But
pew.
You realize that everything you are doing has
been.
Your progress starts retrogressing. You realize that you are struggling with so many sins. You realize that you are struggling even to eat. Because they are biting. But you are praying for yourself. That defend me from the serpents. Defend me from the pits. May I not dig the pit to fall into it. May I never break the wall for a serpent to bite
you.
Take me away from this casualty. In the name of Jesus, lift up your right hand.
Say, I escape.
I escape.
The pit.
I escape. The serpent. Defend me, O God.
Defend
my family.
Defend my mother.
Defend my father.
Defend my
siblings. Defend my children. From every attack towards the end of this year. Defend us. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Every pit I cover, every broken wall I build it back. Defend my life, defend my household. Psalm 110:11 Are you being blessed? Please, I've told you we're starting the operation. What? So if you are not working, get ready to work. What is the operation? Band of what? 50. It's an army term we are using here. Operation band of what? 50. Please, it has started. So those who are in the groups who are not working, push them to work. And it will work out. The Lord said to my Lord, who is the Lord here? And who is the next Lord? When you look at the capital letters in boldness, it tells you who the Lord is talking to. The Lord, all in caps. Did you see? When you are reading, take time on.
Okay, can't trust him now.
Did you see the one? The Lord said to my Lord.
Catch a mirror, say.
The Lord said to my Lord.
Catch a mirror, say.
So who is the Lord?
One and
Mirror. And who is saying to the Lord?
One and catch the Urana.
Can somebody answer me? Okay, so it means God the Father was telling God the Son. So the Lord, which is the big one, is the Father's voice to the Son.
Say,
said to my Lord,
sit
at my right hand.
So
I make your enemies your footstool. I'm giving you a free exposure. That is why you cannot overcome until you sit with him at the right hand.
Won't to me endi so anaun to me
kanga so and copem so obetina. As for him, he has been positioned. Sit at my right hand. So if we are seated in him, in the heavenly places, then where the Lord said he should sit, where are you sitting? Where are you? Where is your seat? Are you getting me? You owe me. Lord said to my Lord,
me nyankopon ka che me ra se
I na me kan don dream you. So say what I'm saying. The Lord said to my Lord,
Irade ka che me ra se
sit at my right hand.
Tina me send fast war
until I make all your enemies your footstool.
Kopem se maye watamfo nyina wona
se. And I'm saying, who is the Lord?
Now or self say wana ni
speaking to the Lord. Then I said to you, by the inscription of the writing, the first Lord is the Father. And the second Lord is the Son. But the Son has given us the opportunity that we all can become sons also. So the Father's talking can be a talk also to me.
Because
as many as believe in him, to them he gave them power to become what?
So
anytime the Father speaks to the Son, we can also see that the Father is also talking to us. And the Son said, I have gotten a position. I've gotten a place. But for you to sit in that position, you must sit in me. You must be in me. So that I'll be the carrier of you. To wherever you must be, I will take you there. So if my Father said I should say, and you are in me, will you be standing?
You're
also sitting. Where are you sitting? At that same right hand
room.
So if till he make your enemies your footstool, then he will surely make your enemies your footstool.
That's
number two. Are you getting it?
Yes.
So when you decide you will not sit in him,
it is how
you are roaming about
and jumping like
a rabbit. Then when the enemy is hitting him, because you are not in him,
in
him we live and we move and we have our being, because the totality of my protection is not me, but it is me in him. Secure your place in him. Don't lose your position in him, so that you will not lose out. Verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength. So look at the way he's put your, because he's addressing his son. So
yes, and I'll say, woo.
The Lord, your Father, will send the rod of the son's strength. Out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Now with dear dear, what a time for you to
rule.
I know dear dear.
The Lord will do what? He will send the Lord thy strength out.
I want did you know the free.
So Zion. Your strength is not in any other thing.
I said, who want then when he be
your strength doesn't come from anywhere.
And Samsung free baby be a keke.
Strength is out of Zion.
Then
out of Zion you begin to rule.
As in every Zion, I will bet be dear dear, no way do we hini.
Wherever you want to go in life.
Baby be a person call abra boy mono.
Whatever you want to become in life.
A dear be a person and any papi a person obey your abra boy mono.
If you can have a staying power in God.
Se ube to me nya tina
be Christ Jesus.
Christo Yesu mwa.
Then you will rule.
And I'm pa ube dear dear.
The Lord shall say. From Zion.
Every Zion
is the rod of strength.
The
Lord shall send the rod of thy strength.
Out of Zion.
Please, I hope you people are watching our generator. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies.
Lift up your hands
and say, Father, I draw strength out of
Zion.
Give me that strength,
give me that strength.
To rule in the midst of my enemies.
Let me rule
in the name of Jesus. Now clap those hands to the Lord. Hear me. You are not getting what I am getting. In the midst of your enemies, you will rule. It means that you will shine above others in the midst of trouble. You will be out that of it
or how
in the midst of poverty. You will rise above it in the midst of
challenge.
Situations will not be in charge of you. Because God has caused you to draw strength out of Zion. Zion is the place of strength.
Zion, yeah.
We come to church to become weak.
Yemba, sorry, say ye baba yemre.
We come to church to be strengthened.
Sorry, say ye baba yemre. Yemba, sorry, say
the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The rod of your strength. Hear me, every believer has a rod.
Ojidi ni biya kura baby, ana pumabi.
Spiritual, you are holding something.
Kura pumabi.
I said spiritual.
Sumsumuno.
You are holding something.
Kura bibi wonsemu.
And that thing is coming out of Zion.
Na sadi ne fizi yoneba.
It is only in Zion you can get it.
Zion,
so when you get it from
Zion,
then you begin to rule in the midst of your enemies. So when people thought they can put you down, they realize you have come up
and you are
ruling. They hit you with a sickness. And they thought that sickness is the end of your life. They went partying. And then you came with your rod. And you
started
weeping them. And they said, how come you have that strength? They took your job.
And
they thought that is the end of you. And they
realized
that you are rather enjoying new things. They thought your education have come to an end. They thought your job is finished. But suddenly, they saw you graduate. They said, how come?
Well,
you will tell them by the strength of my God, I will leap over the walls. I will run through the truth. Because there is a strength that comes from God. In the midst of your enemies, they will come to your dedication. They will come to your graduation. They thought, hey, he will start, but he won't finish. She will start, but she won't finish. But I am telling you, they will come to your graduation. They will come to your baby dedication. They will come to your marriage. If you believe, shout and say, I receive it. Are you ready to rule?
What your cado? Sasa una bendi hini wadi yano so.
Now take your rod.
Fau pumano.
Sunsu masem. Say by this rod.
Kasa enam pumaiso.
I stand in the place of authority.
I stand in the place of authority.
And I rule.
And I rule
over death.
Over
captivity,
over
sickness,
over shame,
over delays,
over
denials.
I rule
over every negativity.
I rule in Jesus' name.
The prophecy you believe is what happens.
Come,
and if you believe this word of the Lord, it will happen to you. That people will not rule over you. Your family will not rule over you. The demons in your family will not
rule
over you. Because you will stand at your place. By the authority of your rod. You will rule.
said
you will rule.
Can
you take your
seat?
I'm going to preach for a short while and then we'll go out and look for more souls. I can't look at empty chairs and talk to empty chairs, no. It's an error for every preacher to celebrate empty chairs. So we are getting ready. Are you ready for more souls?
Well,
it's a part of church.
Sorry.
That is the only assignment of church. That is the work of the church. A church is to look for souls. So a church must get souls. So we are going to get more souls. The band of 50 is to all the pastors and their group members. Okay, so I have been teaching about the covenant blessing. You know, the Children's Day is not 24th, it's 25th, please. Next week, Sunday, we're going to honor and celebrate our children in this house.
Children's Day is going to be the last Sunday also.
I don't know if I'll be talking or I'll not be talking. So get this last message very well, because you may not hear my voice till 31st or till Wednesday. Those who come. So if you want to hear me, hear me. 31st, we are coming to church at 7 sharp. 12:15, we have closed. We are going home to rest. We'll come back to church. The first is a Sunday. So we are starting the year afresh on that day. And we're coming to church at 10 a.m. So we close 12:15. Those of you who think your house is far, you can't go, prepare and come and sleep. We have more rooms in this house. In fact, now you can sleep everywhere. Yeah. So if you think your house is far, you can't come 12:15 and go back. Just come and make an appointment with God. Come and pray for your life.
31st, 12:15.
And then on the 1st, 10 o'clock to 12, we'll have our first New Year service. It's the service of celebration. And we are all coming in white. On that first, everybody find something white. If you don't even have a white dress, buy a white handkerchief.
Handkerchief.
After the first, you can wear whatever you want. And you know the tradition of this house, we have the burnt incense with the priest offering. So make sure you follow
suit.
And that will discard and take our testimonies for the year. There are so many testimonies in the house. And we're going to take all the testimonies. So that day is going to be a sharp, powerful service, 31st. And then we'll come Sunday
and celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
And I've been talking about the covenant blessings. And I said to you, serving God releases his blessings. Making the poor your priority also releases the covenant blessing. Being planted in the house of God also releases the covenant blessing. And I told you, having a righteous lifestyle also releases the covenant blessing. What again did I teach you? Being faithful also releases the covenant blessing. And then what again? That is it. Okay, so how many points have you written? 5. Okay, so some are 6, some are 5. It's okay. We are all writing. So the next point, number 6 or 7 to you, being obedient to the voice of God. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. Being obedient to the voice of God. You know, a lot of people say, how can I hear God's voice? God's voice is what you are hearing now. Because I am talking to you about God's word. When you read your Bible, you must hear God. Because the Bible is God's voice. In letter. The reason you don't hear God's voice is because you don't read some. And some of you, for the whole week, you have not read one scripture. And most of you, yesterday, I was talking to somebody who is a church member.
And I
was telling him about three things that is about Christianity. Right. Do you remember what I taught you? Yeah, number one, I said, number one is what? The lifestyle of a Christian.
Christo ni wabrabo awobo.
Your lifestyle.
Abrabo awobo.
And I showed him by scripture.
The lifestyle of Jesus.
That he have a lifestyle that was so much confusing to the people he came to.
Se nabrabo ano obabe dead inu no. Emma ni pagi ya munta antawa kakra wasasi.
His lifestyle is that he doesn't discriminate.
Ono na nabrabo awo wani se onye yimu.
He doesn't have class.
Oh no, only said me sasu fu ami omu boni.
Everybody is important to him.
Obibi ahun hia no.
So when he goes to eat with a tax collector, who is a thief,
only to jifu no aoya kronfo no kwa hodidi a.
Then is something that
na
the Pharisees
fu no.
The Sadducees are too sad that they can't see.
Omu say hey.
Because that was his lifestyle.
His
lifestyle is that what he wears is the same thing that his disciples also wears. That is why Judas must go to identify with the kids and say, this is the one.
And listen, I just saw Judas going to say,
one of his lifestyle is that every Sabbath day, he is in the synagogue teaching.
If
you are on holiday, you want to stress the young boy. You should have advised him that next week you are going to be in charge. Eh? Why are you stressing? If he's not ready for it, please don't force him. Yeah, so I'm talking about Jesus' lifestyle. And his lifestyle was also that he always prays in the morning. So for you to become like Jesus,
it is about to be
you must get his lifestyle.
I will say yes.
You must get his lifestyle. Then number two, I said to you, the next one is what? No, you there. You are somewhere. We are somewhere.
Yesu.
I said his lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
And what? Our believing Christo system. The believing system. Everybody believes. But the belief of Jesus is the strongest belief that we can ever get.
Nesu Yesu didiye na noni didiye more than
he.
When Yesu didiye,
he believed that he is the way.
Ojidi sa noni kwano.
No
kura eni kwano.
No one comes to the
Father. Obi biya ran ubeti miyako ejana yeni na yebo ni dini wo.
That was Jesus' strongest belief.
Yesu ni didiye more than
he. He also believed that he came to lay down his life.
Oba sa odi ni kwano betu ho.
To die for us who are sinners. And then he also believed that when you kill him in 3 days he will rise. He believed in that. So all the messengers that came, they have a message, but they don't have a belief. They want people to believe their message. But these
things
don't have a belief in themselves.
Well,
somebody who had been a Muslim was also telling me that they also believe that Muhammad is the most powerful person. Why? Because he has more power. Because he said that when he was about to die, an angel came and asked him, if you want more life, we'll give you more life. And he asked the angel, will I still die? He said, yes, you will still die. He said, if I will still die, then let me die now.
Muhammad, I don't know what to me pa.
He knows that when he dies, he's not coming back. Krishna also have a message.
Now Krishna, after Krishna, also the assembly.
So Krishna also's message was that he knows that when he dies, he's not coming. So he's going to be on the mountaintop. You shouldn't come look for me because I will die there.
I say, me couple partners, so me who are member, and remember me share me.
Buddha also have a message.
Oh, Buddha also, also buy, you know.
But all of them don't have the power to say that when I die,
And
none of them were able to describe to us the power of the resurrection from dead.
It
is only Jesus.
Yes, Christ.
And he said, rend this temple. And in 3 days, it shall be restored.
I say, sir, sorry, dying. We don't believe you. We don't answer.
The next one.
Christ, soon.
I have gone off. So I'm teaching you what I taught somebody. I said to you about the lifestyle. I talked to you about what they believe. And next year, get ready for wild teachings. Next year, if you're a baby, start drinking milk and grow quick and start eating meat because we are going to chew bones. And when you come to church, maybe you'll be confused. See the pastors to explain to you.
Because
some of the messages will be too dangerous. The next thing is that the practice.
So,
these three things makes Christianity unique. Our belief system, our lifestyle,
and our practice.
You know what? Our practice is too low. Our practice there, we are not there.
In fact,
when we talk about practice, I will say that Muslims are top of practice.
Say, yeah,
5 prayers. When those who do Hare Krishna, those who do Buddhism, those who do Shintoism, you know, these are all religions. When they enter into their closet to chant, hours you can spend in chanting is 2 hours.
Don't hear it. I say, it's sacred. Why are you don't hear me?
But if you want to advance,
now to say, oh, person, oh, can come with him.
And get to the realm of the power of meditation.
Now, what boy ever 2 minutes? I say, in whom
you must go beyond 3 hours.
I was say, ultimate chat. Don't hear me.
Christians, they get to a level that they suspend.
And nothing I want to me Christian, I want to do purpose. I not osin sin wey mu.
But you, the Christian, you don't practice, so your mind is too weak. Your everything.
Christoni,
for you to become a rabbi.
What can you say about your or
you know a rabbi in Israel? At the age of 8, you should be able to recite the Torah.
With the 8 years, sir, I was saying to make a Torah no
of Moses.
Moses in Roma, and now I was saying to
make. You should be able. Then they can. They can now make you a rabbi.
But you, one verse, come to
me and go to.
Oh, Bible, mu. Yes,
you can practice meditation of one scripture. You can't do practice of 30 minutes prayer every 2 hours. If you take 30 minutes, 6 hours, it's long.
20 minutes.
By the time you end the day, you have come into a powerful time.
20 minutes.
But our practice there. Your practice is too. That's why the devil is laughing at you. Bible cry, you don't have it.
Bible pull nibi.
You don't do quiet time. I'm singing, I'm reading my Bible.
Sir, mami fa mi Bible na mi read. Minkin kan na mi tun ayeye nyum kakra.
You are sitting on the toilet, read your Bible.
You are in the trotro, read your Bible.
You have gone to work, nobody is there, nothing is going on. Take your Bible.
You say you have it on your
phone. How many times did you open it? Mommy said somebody came to Sunday school and they said they should mention a quotation. It said Isaiah chapter 1. Isaac is
Isaac chapter 1.
So our practice there, we are not there.
Let's say you casa nenso.
What makes you an effective Christian is your daily practices.
Nia ema we Christo ni ma pana to me wo mu ye.
Wanamu
tuo ni wo ni ye. Wo kan ya sem no, wo ya come chin, wo bom pa ye. Wo dini dini na wo susu nya me no.
Will be what?
I say susu na dini we mu ho.
You are not meditating.
Now, what consonia from for now? Be a ye be a ye.
When you be a ye be a get rich.
Say, eh, who's soon out drinking and miss someone out of two and a one pound ye?
Who to drink?
Who to drink? Who knows soon? Now, who shall say to one among
you shall be fresh and flourishing.
Or see, well, your old age, you shall be fresh. From.
You meditate, I will be fresh.
Me, may you from.
Then you look at a baby's hand. You look at a baby's face.
Oh,
is it soft or is hard?
Can't we
check my hand. If you want, you check your hand, you see that, Charlie. It's like
sandpaper.
You are more than meditate.
Told you
fresh and flourishing.
I say ubaya from.
So think about that one.
Do you know?
Think about it.
From penny fears so cry. Ubaya from.
You went to the hospital, they say you have this, you have that. Thank you for your report.
But I have
the power of meditation.
You can meditate
and then you see that strength have entered you. Got to a time that he said, I can never be poor again.
What is it?
It's the power of meditation. Because he wish above all things that I prosper, be in good, so I can enjoy.
I have
a friend, Miss Auntie, when he sees him, he says, well, by enjoy. Charlie, the woman, when it comes to my friend's house, you can see, he picks this. He says, you are my son, I'm taking it away, I'm going to enjoy it. He picks them, well, by enjoy. You have not enjoyed anything. Sadness is your mystery.
A real whore.
Complaints, man.
Charlie,
we buy enjoy. This Christmas, go to a hotel and buy coke.
Kotena hotel bi na to coke
back. It's now about 15 or 20 cedis.
14, 70.
Who give 20 cedis with the gobesha?
20,
90. You have no story to tell.
Some papia who cash you been crying.
That means you have gone here before.
Oh, me ma go hotel with unye be cracker.
You look at 20. Me for 20 go to.
20 girl, me for go to.
Go kune yato na eh. 3 cities or 2 cities.
Me go Tom Morey. How much? 3
cities. 3 cities or calculator. After 6. 6 times 3, 18. Ma minya and sister crack beton cut here, they are boss now. Me cut here
with.
That is why you are not, your mind
what
is.
What genuine were from? Ni yen and a motor were from.
Imagine I took one person to a restaurant. He's asking Benku from a restaurant.
Where do you want to ask? Cut the Benku.
Get to something.
Hey, go do a restaurant. Baby, away nim kakra.
Are you here with me? We must practice meditation to a point that it brings us the strength of God.
You know,
when they told me some sickness, if I tell you, you say, hey, now that's in the name. In the year 2001, hey, I was feeling some pains on my ribs. And then they took me to a hospital, Andrews Clinic, by airport. I was staying with my uncle then. And then
I
want you to go to Kolebu.
I said Kolebu.
I went to Kolebu. They gave me castor oil. Is it castor oil? Castor oil. I didn't know when you drink it, you run. And they said, I drank it. I ran. And they said, don't eat too. Don't do anything. So I was running, I couldn't eat. And I couldn't stop it.
A family,
I was
because
the next day I went to Kolebu.
Kolebu.
When I got there, they said, oh, sit down.
I said, you. They
said, buy a big bottle.
I said, pe,
and start drinking it small, small.
I said,
don't go and worry too. I drank it. I was feeling weary. I was suffering.
And then
they came and said, take off everything. Go naked.
That's it. But
they and then they wear me in something like this. You put your hand in like this. And they tie it at the back for you. So I wore it the next came.
And tied it at the back.
They put me on a machine. They did
me to machine.
They say, we are suspecting a stone on your kidney. Stone kidney or something. 2001. Kidney stone, eh? They say kidney stone. I said, me. Okay, thank you. I took the report.
The doctor report,
said, oh, then we have to do further. I said, this is the further one. We have stopped it here. No more further. I am going to further it myself. You will not kill me by this thing. Even if it is there,
say,
you will take it out
today.
By your stripes, I am healed.
2001
to 2022. The thing, I don't know if it is there, I don't care. If it is not there, I don't care. But by my God, I am healed. So practice.
I
say practice. Have a lifestyle.
Have your beliefs.
Who believes, sister? The only thing that makes you a Christian is this that I'm telling you. That Jesus said that I am the way. None of them could tell us
that he's the way.
Jesus also said to you that when I die, in 3 days, none of them could say,
overnight
is a kodji or weird rubber.
Okoye wamba.
Oh, I hear baba.
Waka.
Ogusu yehu ejuma.
Waka wiemu.
So by Jesus, you see, in 3 days, and when Jesus rose, it wasn't only the disciples. Who resurrected with him when he rose, went to their house and gave it. And he said, history in Israel, it is there. So I didn't know, Obiwa can be announcing, because I'm not sure if, my father, you are not a serious person.
When him bring was
someone you must know. Your belief, your lifestyle,
and
your practice.
And
when the practice is higher,
you preach everywhere.
Today we are blessed. Pastor Joe's mother is in church. Mommy, you are welcome.
I mean, my papa.
You know, bring your parents to church. Oh. Some of you, your parents are not dead. Bring them to church. My parents are dead. That's why they are not here. My father died in 2001. My mother died 2014. Eh? My mother died in 2014, isn't it? Well, 2014, our baby. Eh? For death is not important.
Death
is more important than death. So I think it's 2014. I remember 2014.
They are all gone.
It's 2014, May 2014. We buried her July 2014. And I remember it because May I was in New York. I was sleeping in a hotel called Marriott. Then my brother called me around.
I was New York.
Around 4 a.m.
How much?
And you call, yeah, I'm Santiago. What will you do? If you're, are you going to, You are behaving like you are not a Christian.
And I'm a
pastor. My brother, me also, senior brother,
me your penny.
When he called, I said, I'm sorry.
Me also,
I
said, oh, I'm your woo.
I said, that's him, you know, that thing.
I can't do that.
Man is simple, man. Yeah, then you're me asking. But per week, they friend me from school. Me do your pack, so now me cousin be a wee, you call Nayan, you call Nayan. So me can't answer me, Joe. Me do school pack, a new school pack, Presby. Oh, who me up, yo, oh, papa, woo. I'm saying hallelujah. What do you want me to? Will it bring? Behave well. Bishop Dax's child died, and he knew, and he was still preaching. I said, "What? Well, like, I'm not dead. If I die, I go. My children shouldn't cry. I mean, they should be happy I'm dead. My friend. Okay.
When
the make that looks as if it's something strange.
Why
is that a small girl have died? Does he come to church here? Are you sure? Wow. We thank God. We thank God. God needs her. She's going to heaven. She's innocent. Your sin, you have to be careful because your sin is not balancing. He's over here, so.
He's
not standing at the door and say, he's looking at all your lifestyle and say, change. Where I am is good. I've seen the other side. There is brimstone of fire. Change. Practice one. What did he say? Listen. He's talking to you. You are not here. And hear me. What God does not allow. And never give glory that the devil killed. The devil can't kill the child of God. Don't give thanks to the devil. God says in his time he makes all things. If God does certain things in your life now, it's not beautiful, it's not glorious. He wait and do it at the time that people say, it's God. Okay, be obedient.
Yes,
covenant blessings is what I'm speaking. Being obedient to the voice of God. And all these blessings shall come upon you. And overtake you. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Because you prayed. Because the prayer comes by obeying the voice. That prayer without ceasing. So all the things that will happen is by the obedient to the. He said all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Because
we're
not sitting in a cinema. We are in church. We are not watching a movie. Or am I acting a movie to you? Okay, so sit well. All these blessings.
People are dying to get.
Somebody told me something. Was it in church or Bellevue or something? Somebody. They said a girl was killed and wrapped in a mattress as splinters. How many of you heard that story? You heard it. You too, you heard it. What? It's around your school. So you see, and the boy refused to tell who the girl was. Whether it's a prostitute, whether it's a girlfriend, whether it's a stolen girl. So girls, if people invite you to places, be careful. But some of them, they are inviting you for rituals.
Baba Wano, sir. Boys, no, it's not a friend. We are going to have
this place and overtake you because of one thing. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Because
so sometimes if God is talking to you, better listen to God than listen to man. And some of you, God have talked to you and now he has
talked
to you. So sometimes God wakes you at all times and say, pray.
Pray.
Tell
na waka wo kakra se bompaye mia na tun
na wa twen tuma no
they are cut out so
chale the weather is cold
I want warm dodo
tomorrow I go to work early so but let me
o cha me ko juma ntem ta wo se me da
stop
wo kwa na nya me se
stop
Gina
you know this week mommy was going to work
now che mu yema ma ko juma
she was in a line at
o delay bi mu
from Legon to Siashi. Like she heard Chloe move out of this line.
Can you say, Lena would even free
move? She was still in. She heard again, move out of this line.
So
she moved
it free move?
To this line.
And no free code lemon.
See, as soon as she left and moved
a little, lane, no, no.
A tipper truck had failed break.
Tipper be a failed
break. Hit about 10, 12 cars.
As
it was hitting, the other people were also turning to her.
But the last car
that was behind her was hit. Her car was the escape one. So, hear God. Don't hear yourself, oh. Because some of the troubles you have had in life is because you are hearing yourself and you refuse God's voice. Sometimes you wake up, you hear God say, fast. That's the day you smell the nice fish.
And then you don't even
brush your teeth. You taste.
So now,
spicy. Tasteful. Because you have obeyed the voice of your Lord, your God.
Bring
souls. Bring souls.
Yeah, me say tri akra. Phobia, sorry.
Go to Bible school.
Go to Bible school.
Not me.
Eradi anya sisi. Eradi try answer.
Let me buy a land. Let me build a
house. Mami nkota asase. Mami sifi.
Let me marry.
Mami wale.
Let me have children.
Mami woman we answer.
My friend, obey the voice of. Then that's yes, why blessings will come upon you. The covenant blessings of God is by obedient to the voice.
Enshirano. Enama sutiye uye manya meneba. And I'm so neighbor.
When God says give,
let me say ma.
So when God gives you a specific amount, go and sow this seed.
And all of you have held
my seed that you are not sowing to me. God show you mercy that you repent.
Ah. Okay. Sometimes
you need mercy. God said, go and give it to this man of God. Go ahead.
I took
the money to go and sow. When I was coming home, I felt that Charlie, this one is nonsense I've done. Hmm. By the end of the day, I realized it's blessing I've carried.
I want to use this opportunity
to say thank you for your appreciation last week.
It's such a blessing.
Oh, clap for yourself.
This
blessing will come upon you. You don't know a blessing that comes upon you. A blessing that comes upon you is like a hand that is on your
head.
So you want to run away from it. You say, I'm not going anywhere with you. We are all... This is what it means that the blessing...
When
I say, Ataria, I'm a show. Obi, who wants to say, what you cry now? Oh, yeah. Why you come up? There is a kind of blessing that speaks. There's a blessing to that frustrates. Because you have, and it shall come up and overtake you.
Let this covenant blessing come upon your life. It will overtake you.
When that blessing is on you, this week,
now, okay.
I've just been blessed. Yesterday, one of the members.
Sorry,
oh, daddy, I've planned to give you this. But I need to put it in an envelope. Charlie.
I said,
bring it.
Envelope
is not needed.
Give it to me. Envelope.
I was there. Another person came. He said, oh, daddy, the money have come. So now we shared your percentage.
This is what I said.
Let me have it.
You
don't know. That is obedient to the voice of God.
We are sitting among
commands the blessings of God upon you.
Just
obey the voice. Obey the voice of God. When God talk to you, say yes, sir. I'm in for it.
Me
then God will tell me, leave and go here. I'm going. I'm going
to cry.
The day he said, go and put speakers on the street and preach 10 days.
But
if God does not send you to do it, you'll be like a guy I know as Zongo Johnson. But I'm not bad, no. Five CDs.
But
I'm not bad. Me, yes, I'm not preaching. Somebody told me his money in the UBA bank, he doesn't even know the quantity. He said after he collect all that, he go and deposit. Maybe one day he'll build a house for God, so who knows. But Charlie, is it a preaching or is it appeal of fun? That is my concern. But I don't want to go out there and be frustrated and be doing appeal for fun. I want to preach the gospel. I want to tell you about the practice. I want to tell you about the belief in Christianity. And none of them could say, I will die and resurrect.
He mentioned death
as if death is a party time.
That his disciple Peter took him
aside and rebuked him. And said, young boy, I am old though. I've left my boat. I've left my business. I don't have a wife again. My family are forsaken. I'm following you, this small boy. Don't say you are dying. If you tell me you will die, the day you say that again, you know that me, I'm an old man.
Hey,
me, fisherman, those who go to see, they have a deep voice. And then I think that when he was going to say, you will see, you are calling me Satan. You who will buy food for you again? You will see. I'm the one who goes to arrange food for you. You are calling me. You are looking at me. But with all this,
that's when you know
they still followed. It makes Christianity unique and powerful. 7. Being separated for the advancement of God's kingdom. Genesis 49, verse 24 to 26. Being separated for the advancement of God's kingdom. When you separate yourself to look to the kingdom of God, automatically God bless you. You'll be a mouse in the house of God. And you'll be bigger than a lion in the jungle. Genesis. Thank you, Lord. Please take care of the children. Take care of them. Eish, eish. why are they sparking at the same time? This one going here, this one going there. Please, please. No, you go to Sunday school. They are waiting for you to come and do a play. Being separated for advancement of God's kingdom. Genesis 49:24-26. Genesis 49, not 29, 49. Hey. 24 to 26. But this bow remained in strength. And the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. But his bow remains in strength. His bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the Almighty of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. 25. Your bow will become strong.
Amen.
You become strong in the Lord. By the God of your father who will help you. And by the Almighty who will bless you with the blessings of heaven above. Bishop Oyedepo loved this scripture so much. By the blessing of your father who will help you. By what? The blessing of who? Your father who will what? Help you. And by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above. Blessing of the deep that lies beneath. Blessings of the breast and of the womb. The womb will bless you. The breast will bless you. 26. The blessing of your father have a sealed the blessings of my ancestors. Up to the uttermost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph. And on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. It shall be on the head of who? Mention your name. It shall be on the head of who?
Moses
of King Abu Ajib, the one who was separated for the kingdom from his brethren. The one who was separated. It is the separation of your life that invokes the blessing. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessing of my ancestors. So there must be a blessing of our father. Your ancestors have no blessings. But your fathers have blessings. Therefore, I command these blessings upon you. I say, I command these everlasting blessings upon you. It shall be on your head. It shall be on your head. And on the crown of the head of him. Oh, you don't get it. Let's take our time to dive into this, okay? The blessings of your father have excelled the blessing of my ancestors. It means my ancestors have no blessing. But my father has blessing. There's a hand that when falls on you, you know this one is a hand of blessing.
And some people talk so I didn't say we're insurance.
It's not ancestral one. It's a fatherhood. Up to the uttermost bound of the everlasting hills. So the everlasting hills you must tap on. Everlasting hills you must eat from. They shall be on the head of
Joseph.
They shall be on the head of Edward.
Moses.
They shall be on my head. So now, It is on the head.
Afei, e wo tiri ni so.
Please take the child out. It will be on your head.
E wo se wo tiri so.
And it will not just be on your head.
Na en wo tiri so keke o.
It will turn as a crown on the
na,
head.
Na e beta no ho ti sa hinche.
So one.
En ti sa wo yi kra.
It is
not
a crown of blessing.
Your friend,
may the crown of blessing be on your
head.
It shall be and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his
brethren.
So the hand is blessing you. And say nobody is seeing it. So let me make it a crown. So that everybody can see you. Rise on your feet. Lift up your right hand. Say, in this day, let the crown of my blessing
and is my
be seen to my world. Let it be known to everyone,
and then
to everyone, that I wear the crown of blessing.
I wear the crown of blessing.
From today,
let the crown of blessing
be upon the head of Edward Obiagwaje.
Let it remain.
Let it remain.
Let it remain.
Let it remain.
In the name of
Jesus. I have a crown.
I have a crown.
It's called a crown of blessing.
It's called a crown of blessings.
Because I'm separated.
It's a separated
to the service of the Lord.
To the service of the Lord.
When we walk with the Lord. In the light of His word, what a glory Jesus all our way. Whilst we do His good will, He abides. Say trust and obey. All that is known, all that to be happy in Jesus, as to trust and obey. And we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory gracious all our way. What we do and say,
trust and obey.
I will trust and obey.
Which the devil thought he had done against you.
It shall be broken into pieces. And it shall be mashed into ashes. And the wind shall carry it away.
But
even when you look for the debris,
there
shall not be any significance for it. Because it shall not be there. The Lord, who is our God, will cause us to be lifted out of the storms. Out of the miry clay,
and every attention
we will ride on our high places. And we shall say of a truth that because we were separated, because we obeyed His voice, because we trusted in Him, we
have
caused laughter unspeakable to be our portion. Psalm 44 verse 7. I meditate on this before coming to church, and I felt a power of God's favor that is going to bring a turnaround in our lives. This Christmas is going to be the best one you've ever seen. And I can't wait for 31st night. For the prophetic unction. And the mandate of His power. That shall be wrought in us. Around us and within us. And we will say, God is good. And His mercies endure forever. But you have saved us from our enemies. And have put to shame those who hated us. You have saved us from our enemies. And have put to shame those who hated us. May this be your prophecy. You have saved us from our enemies. And you have put to shame.
Now one,
you have put to shame those who hated us. But he says that you have put to shame. You have put to shame those that hated us. You have saved us from our enemies. You'll be saved from your enemies. I said you'll be saved from your enemies. All those watching us, I prophesy Psalm 44 verse 7 that this shall be your portion, that you'll be saved from your enemies, and the Lord shall put to shame those who hated you. I pray God's hand on you that every weakness is gone, every sickness is broken, every delay is cancelled. I cover you with the speakings of the blood,
and
the blood of Jesus shall answer to you. From today, your forehead is stronger than your enemies. Your enemies will not bully you, because the Lord has saved you from your enemies. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. That all these years we love you for watching us and being a partaker of what God is doing in this house. But I want to personally see you on 31st. That come and share fellowship with us. We have 25th as the last Sunday of the year. Don't miss it for anything. On the 1st is the first Sunday of the year. It's going to be an awesome time. It's going to be our communion and our anointing service on the 1st. I want you to come and receive impartations, receive empowerment for the year 2023. For it shall be a glorious year unto you. Every eye closed,
You don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you to church. Or you have been coming to church, but you don't know Jesus. And you want to say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I want to receive Jesus. Because I know now that by the belief, He is the only way. By the practice, He is the only one who rose from the dead. If you want to do that today, it's the best blessing you can ever get. In this year 2022, I want you to lift up your right hand if you are in this house, and I'll be praying with you. And those watching us, I want you to say this after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for my life that you came to die to set me free. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I am yours and yours forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, I want you to look for a Bible-believing church around you. If you have nowhere to go, this is Overflow Faith Center. Dense things are always empowered through the word of God. Come share fellowship with us and you will be blessed. Our Momo number is coming on the screen, our account details. We are going to start our main auditorium next year. And it's a big project. I want you to tap into a blessing. I want you to give to a worthy cause. And it's going to be a wonder. Please, next Sunday, as I talk about this, I want you to show us this, our project, how it started and where we have gotten to and how it's going to start there, and it's going to be a blessing. Please sow into this and you'll be blessed. May all your givings be multiplied back unto you. Let it be a good measure. Press down, shake it together, run it over. Let God cause men to give to your bosom. You are blessed this week, and as we see you again next week, may you know that Jehovah is still in the business of blessing those who obey him.